Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Adam Blinko is joining us from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Adam.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How have you been getting through Flemington's week?
Yeah, it's been a great week. It's been a little bit wet and miserable at times, but the racing's been fantastic. So, yeah, hopefully it can roll on into Stakes Day.
We had John Ramsey on earlier, made a great emotional story with Never Listen in the Oaks yesterday.
Yeah, and what a great run as well. I haven't caught up with that story. I'll podcast that later. But fantastic to roll the dice and to run so well. She was terrific before that as well. Obviously, a long way down the pecking order there at Scone. But she stayed really well and obviously stayed really well there yesterday as well. So, yeah, good reward for effort there.
All right, well, let's help our listeners into Flemington Stakes Day, the final day. At this stage, the track is a good four, but the rain could arrive later today into tomorrow. So we'll just have to monitor that, Adam.
Yeah, it's a real weather watch sort of scenario there. And probably a couple of my tips as well, particularly I think Tip Girl Tuesday later on the card. And I know that on breeding, she should get through it. She got through it early in her career against lesser horses, but her last two sort of soft track runs have been a little bit flat, but I don't think it'll be a problem for Grinzinger Star, regardless of the conditions, and he's my tip in race two there. I'm sticking with the strength. Danny O'Brien won the Cup and the Oaks this week. I'm hoping he can roll it all into benchmark 90 glory there tomorrow with Grinzinger Star, who I think's ready to peak third up, and obviously you don't need me to tell you that the stable's going really well and getting their horses to peak on the right sort of day. So I think he was okay first up off a really slow tempo and then got probably a bit of a tempo shock last time. He went from a slow tempo first up to a high-pressure race there at Caulfield last time. And I thought he held up to it pretty well, and I think that's the exact sort of run that can really bring him onto his peak there. And we've seen that race already standing up pretty well. Extreme Pride ran well behind Shawnee earlier in the week. Vergier came out of that race to win well at Moonee Valley last Friday. So I think the form's solid, and Grinzinger Star has a trio of runs last preparation that rate through the roof for this, including the most obvious of those is when he rounded up Mr. Quickie. He ran really good sectionals, rounded up Mr. Quickie and three other winners. And if he's in that sort of form there tomorrow for O'Brien and Oliver, I think he can get the job done in race two. So that's race two, number seven, Grinzinger Star.
And there's certainly no issue with 2,000 going off the last preparation.
No, that's exactly what he's looking for, I think. So, yeah, I have a feeling that tomorrow's a little bit of a target for him. And yeah, I think he can get the job done.
Righto. So O'Brien and Oliver there, race two, number seven. The Queen Elizabeth here, you've gone with an international horse.
Yeah, short but sweet, but I think True Self gets the job done there. I think that little bit of rain won't worry her, although she did come down here. The sort of story that was spun to us on her way down here was that Australia would suit because she's been at her absolute best on firm-ish sort of ground. She's got a lot of form on soft tracks and started her career as a hurdler on soft enough ground, but her two sort of duffer runs over the hurdles were on heavy tracks there, and there was sort of a thinking that Australian ground would suit her. But I think rain around, like a rainy Flemington is probably, pretty good ground for her, I would imagine. So it shouldn't be an issue for her. Her Geelong run was terrific there, where she just had to wait on a run. She gave Prince of Arran first run in the Geelong Cup, and certainly the Australian version of Prince of Arran, you don't give him first run because he won't come back to you. He flies in Australia. And I think that Geelong Cup was really strong. The time looked pretty strong. We've seen Prince of Arran obviously run well in the Melbourne Cup on the back of that. And I think you could probably make a case that she should have stitched Prince of Arran up there at Geelong. So I think conditions are going to play to her tomorrow. I think she'll get the job done there for Willie Mullins and Ryan Moore. I think she'll outstay them. So, yeah, that's race four, number five, True Self.
Yeah, now, good mate Leo Schlink, who's helped us along the way with the internationals, he owns a few hairs of it too. So good luck to Leo tomorrow, race four, number five. And then you mentioned Girl Tuesday in race six.
Yeah, I think she's so well set up for that race. They will probably be looking to the skies a little bit. Cause as I said, her last two sort of down runs, she's been really consistent, but the two runs that sort of stand out in her most recent form as being a little bit off her best have been on wet tracks. But could be, we could just be looking at noise there. It might not be much to it. She's Street Cry out of Tuesday Joy, so you would certainly have expected that she'd have no issue with soft ground. And I'm not expecting it to be, unless we get the apocalypse, I'm not expecting it to be too bad there tomorrow just on the soft side. I'm going through the races there yesterday, it raced quicker yesterday than it did on the first 2 days. So the ground's actually holding up really well at Flemington there. So unless we get a lot of rain, it should be okay. And she's drawn out wide, which by this stage of the day, particularly in these big fields, I think being drawn out could well be an advantage. We saw them starting to edge away there yesterday. The insides, as I said, the ground's holding up really well, but I think we will see them start to to edge away and being drawn out wide will certainly be no disadvantage for Girl Tuesday. She comes to a strong race there on Cox Plate Day behind Amangiri, who fought really hard to win there, and you know, all credit to Amangiri for that win. But Girl Tuesday gets 2,000 metres now, which I think she wants, and meets her 8.5 kilos better. So that's a pretty significant swing, and she was a big closer from a tricky spot there. So she stayed on really well, like she was looking for the 2,000. So I think if the weather stays away, Girl Tuesday is pretty well set up in that race. So that's race 6, number 13, Girl Tuesday.
Currently at $5. So the 3 for Adam Blinko, for Flemington, 2-7 Grinsinger Star, 4-5 True Self, and 6-13 Girl Tuesday. And Adam, just before I let you go, I know you would have looked at the Melbourne Cup from a time form, from a racing point of view. Vow and Declare wins from Prince of Arran, Il Paradiso. We had Master of Reality, Surprise Baby, the Japanese horse running 6th, beaten just over a length. We had Finch, Cross Counter, finishing just under a couple of lengths from Vow and Declare. And Magic Wand finishes top 10. And Aidan O'Brien has texted me just in the last 45 minutes saying that the reports on her are good and she'll definitely be there tomorrow. How do you see this year's Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, it was a race of tempo there. They went very steadily, so it certainly paid to be handy. And the winner got a great ride. So Craig Williams was, you know, overdue to win a Melbourne Cup, and he did it with a fantastic steer. That was probably the difference in the end, was the run that Vow and Declare got. But a lot of massive runs in that race. Il Paradiso was obviously an eye catcher. The, you know, our local hero there in Surprise Baby was awesome. I think they can walk away from that really proud of the way he went. And the Japanese horse Murder Glace was another really fast finisher. So it was certainly an exciting cup. Magic Wand backing up is really interesting coming off that. We haven't seen sort of a bit of a throwback to yesteryear backing up off the Melbourne Cup to run on the Saturday there. And it was a steady tempo, so maybe it wouldn't have taken too much out of her. And she's interesting enough in the McGinnon coming off that. I didn't find you a tip in the McKinnon, unfortunately, because it is a very hard race to sort out. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she actually ran well off that. She's certainly an interesting runner there tomorrow.
She is for sure. Well, the exact from Aidan was she seems to be in good form. TJ and Yvonne are happy with her. So at this stage, she certainly runs. And there's a bit of speculation around while I've been on air that the third-placed horse in the Melbourne Cup is going to stay here under new arrangements and a new trainer, Il Paradiso. We'll try and lock that away over the next hour or two. Thanks very much, Adam. Hope it's a winning weekend tomorrow.
Yep, so do I. Pleasure.